Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Samach Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Zayin Amud Aleph for the Mishnah. Hay oiv bekerem benafim menu zoyim o shiyotzu im hazvolim o im hamayim hazoyev siyotoy siyotar ruach laachrov muta. If one was passing through a vineyard and seed fell from him, or inadvertently became mixed and went out with the manure or with water, or if he was sowing and the wind blew some seeds behind him in a vineyard, then it is permitted. If the wind blew some of the seeds in front of him, Rav Akiva says that if they grew leaves, he must overturn the soil. If the seeds have started to grow in their stalks by less than a third of their growth, he must beat them, and if they grew into grain, they must be burned. And the Gemara says, Amr Belaza, Masnisim Ba'imed Besadeh, Ste Lavan, Vesi'alta Aruach, Leste Kerem. The Belaza says that the Mishnah is referring to when he was standing in a wheat field, and the wind scattered his seeds into the vineyard. Rabbi Zeira by Ma is Amrus Ba'imed, Aifilu Aimed, Intema Ba'imed, Belavan, Habaste Kerem, Loi, Intema Afilu Aimed, He Hada, He Hada. Rabbi Zeira asked, is it specifically when he was standing in a wheat field but not in the vineyard, or even when he was standing in a wheat field as well as he was standing in the vineyard? Nishmanimin Adar, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Aimed, Meshim Rabbi Shimon, Hazayre, Vesiat HaRuach, La'achrov, Muta, Mipnei Shehu Oines. And the Gemara answers from a Brisa, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, quoting Rav Shimon, said that if a person was sowing and the wind blew the seeds behind him, it's permitted and not kilayim because it was accidental. Maran kaimen, im ba'imed b'stei kerem, oive aveira, v'at amrith muta, eli keren kaimen, ba'imed b'stei lavan, v'si'alta ruach, b'stei kerem. What's the case? If he's standing in a vineyard, he's sinning, and you say that he's permitted, rather he must be standing in a wheat field and the wind blew the seeds into the vineyard. If they were Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum v'hoshia im asavim yupach hakom muta im yaviv yinapet hakashim mutarim v'hadagan asur im evi adagan tidalek hakol asur. Rav Zeira and Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, quoting Rav Hoshia, and here he's explaining Rav Akiva in the Mishnah, if they grew leaves, he must overturn the soil and everything is permitted. If the seeds grew in the stalks, he must beat the seeds out of the stalks, and the stalks are permitted, but the grains are prohibited. If they grew into grain, they must be burnt, and everything is prohibited. Rav Yochan omer hakol asur. Rav Yochan says, whether the seeds grew in the stalks or whether they grew fully into grain, everything is prohibited. Mao hada the taninan im asavim yupach im aviv yunapetz im hevia dagan tidalek. If so, what's the understanding in the Mishnah of if they grew leaves, they must overturn the soil? If the seeds have started to grow in their stalks, they must beat them. And if they grew into grain, they must be burnt. Why are they all treated differently? Kahi de taninan tamon haolav aklay akerem es yadag lisof yisoiv es yadag likaver yikaver. The Gemara answers that for prohibiting, there's no difference between them, but the Mishnah can be understood according to that which we learned, that Ola and Kalei HaKerem, that must be destroyed, that which can be burned should be burned, that which cannot be burned should be buried. And the same applies to the growth in our Mishnah, that each is destroyed in a way that is suitable for it. Rabbi Yaakov by Idi, B'Shem Rav Shimon, Ben Nakish, Pa'amim She'akashim, Mutarim, Ba'adagan Osa, Pa'am She'akashim Asurim, Ba'adagan Muta. Rabbi Yaakov by Idi, quoting Rav Shimon Lakish, said that sometimes the stalks are permitted and the grains are prohibited, and sometimes it's vice versa. Heich Avida, Zohar, the heter besichach al gabon hakashim mutarin v'adogan aser zohar be'isa v'heves aschach hakashim asurin v'adogan muta. How is this? If you planted in a permitted way and then the vine leaves spread over them, the stalks are permitted and the seeds are prohibited. If you planted in a prohibited way with the vine leaves spreading over the seeds and then he took away those leaves, the stalks are prohibited and the seeds are permitted. If you say, boy, nicha hakashim mutarin v'adogan aser hakashim asurin v'adogan muta gadam tich isa v'ad amus adogan muta. Rav Zeira asked the question, it's understandable that the stalks could be permitted and the grains prohibited, but how could you say that the stalks are prohibited and the grains are permitted? They grew from within a prohibited item. Rav Zeira, kadatei dam Rav Zeira, b'shem Rav Yonason, batzal shel kalaya kerem, she'akoy v'shosloy, afilim moisif kama, osa she'en geduli isa, malin es ha'isa. Rav Zeira followed his reasoning that he cited from Rav Yonason that an onion of kalaya kerem that was uprooted and replanted elsewhere, even if it grew greatly in the permitted location, it's still prohibited, as that which grows from a prohibited item is prohibited. We come now to the next Mishnah. Hamakayim koytsim bakerem, Rav Lezer aimi kidesh, v'chacham moimim lai kidesh, el adava shekamo makayimim. If one allows thorns to remain in a vineyard, Rav Lezer says that they become prohibited. The chacham say they don't, unless they are the types of growth that are normally allowed to remain. Ha'irus v'akisus v'shoshanas ha'melech, v'chol min zoim, you should say, einam kilayim bakerem. Irus, kisus, which is a type of ivy, and shoshanas ha'melech, which is king's lily, and all other types of seeds are not kilayim in a vineyard. Hakanvas, v'bitafen oimer, eina kilayim, v'chamoimim kilayim, v'akinvas, kilayim bakerem. Canvas, v'bitafen says that's not kilayim, v'chamoim say that it's kilayim, kinvas, which is thistles, are kilayim in a vineyard. And the Gemara says, Amar Riyabo, time of the Blezer, Shekin Mekayim Noisim Legemalim, Barabia. Riyabo says that the Blezer's reasoning is that thorns are fed to camels in Arabia. Ha'irus, Irusia, Ha'kisus, Kisusa, Roshan Shalan Samelech, Quintun. Irus is Irasia, Kisus is Kisusa, and Shalan Samelech is Quintun. Hakanin, Va'agin, Va'averd, Va'atadin, Min Ilan, Ve'inan Kilan, Ve'kerem, Hashifa, Va'itan, Va'gemi, Ve'shar Kol HaGedalim, Ba'efer, Min Deshoim, you should say, Kilayim, Ve'kerem. Kanin, which is canes, Agin, which is thorn bushes, Vered, which is roses, Atadin, which is another type of thorns, are types of trees, and not Kilayim in a vineyard. Shifa, Itan, and Gemi, which are types of reeds, and all other species that grow in the dirt, are species of herb, and are Kilayim in a vineyard. Va'atani, Ve'hoshia, Elehen, Mine de Shoim, Hakinus, Achalma, Vadimur, Vatad. Hoshea asked from a Bryce that the Bryce says the following are types of herb: Kinras, Chalma, Dimur, and Atad. And earlier, Atad was described as a type of tree. Taman, Lebrocha, Vakan, Lekilayim. The Gemara answers there, Rosh was referring to the brocha one makes when eating its berries. Since it's not planted with berries, the brocha of Buri, Mine de Shoim is said. However, for Kilayim, it's considered a tree. Amr Biosi had the Amma, Esroig, Afapisha, Ata, Oima, Love, Buri, Priha, Aids. At Oimer Alat Muois Sheloi Boyei Mine Deshoim. Rabbi Yosi says this shows that even though one says Boyei Priha Eitz over an Esrog, one says Boyei Mine Deshoim on the berries that grow from an Esrog tree, since they are not the purpose of its planting. At Salaf Beishami Oimim Kilaim Bakerem Ve'en Kilaim Bezoim Beisil Oimim Ein Kilaim Loi Bakerem Loi Bezoim. Salaf, which is a caper bush, Beishami say that it is Kilaim in a vineyard but not with seeds. Beishilo say that it's not Kilaim in a vineyard or with seeds. Hakom Moedim Shuchai Ba'ola, but all agree it's obligated in Ola. Tani Rebichinna Bar Papa Etchehu Oile Mikizoi Min Ilan Mishoshav Min Yerek. Rebichinna Bar Papa brings from a Baisa that whatever grows from its trunk is a type of tree, whatever grows from its roots is a type of vegetable. Hativun Hare Hakruv Harehu Oile Mikizoi. The Gemara asks what cabbage grows from its trunk, means from its stem, but all agree that it's a vegetable. Kambavadai, Kambasophic, the Gemara answers that the rule is only applied when the status is doubtful, but a cabbage is certainly a vegetable even though it grows from its trunk. Hanolach per kerem shechorav.